man that has a little land, because there's no farming anymore, because you can't afford to. Well, you just couldn't make enough, you know, the way the labor is, and that won't pay. And the only thing could is to try to raise a few cattle. It take too long, you know, to plant pine trees to raise a forest. And so there we are. But anyhow, we come ahead over here, and I moved part of the house and then bought some more. We built a house and moved from over there. And so that tree and all of them here, but they're netted to my saw with the leaves. It's just millions of leaves, you know, coat the ground. This little oak, but it's awful pretty when it's springtime and when it's out, you know.
It is pretty.
Everybody ever comes, you know, will tell me what a lovely tree and how lucky I was to have the house with the tree. And I told them the tree is by the house. And I don't think they really hardly believe me, but that's so.
It's a big tree.
Well, yeah, the thing is large and would need some pruning and topping, I reckon, but it never has done it. But it's been healthy, and that little old sycamore was just a little old sprout, maybe that high, you know. Plant that there before the road was going to come in to go to the garage. But it's growed and tolerable big, and it's a real sycamore. I pulled it up out of a down in a sandbar at the edge of a creek bottom, you know, just pull the thing up. It's they're just thick, you know, like weeds or something, and it growed all right. But that's the reason we were here, I reckon. And then a lot of the neighbors had moved and passed away, but we still have the little land over there. And if I moved, and I could have moved to town, all right, we were able to bought a lot maybe and build a house, but I didn't think that's best, because I just didn't want to live there. We always liked to be in the country. I liked well enough to be up there for a day or something, but I never did want to live in town. And then the contractor one day was telling me, he said, there's some lots said selling them cheap, said you ought to buy one. Well, I could have done it easy enough. And now it's just a little above where the ballpark is over there. It being valuable, all right, but that tax by there, you know, would get you again, because it would have been incorporated in the city, you know, was in. And I don't know, there don't be no special favor to somebody to have land, you know. And all that is just past and gone, so.
Well, I can understand your thinking that way. Did you ever, around here, like around your fences or anything, is there a plant that grows that has like it turns real red in the fall, and it's poison to some people, you know, it'll make them break out?
There's a vine.
What do you call that?
Oh, they call the thing, I think, a poison oak vine.